Soglin 34%, and another 35%, excuse me, I misspoke. So the anti-Walker base appears between 35 and 44%. Mm-hmm. And I want to, it just struck me, do you think it's an anomaly that the closest head-to-head here is Governor Walker and Mike McCabe? Because that caused my graying eyebrows to raise.
Sure. I mean, again, it's, you know, you're talking about 1 point here or there with an error rate of 5.6%.
Good point.
So I don't think you can get too deep into the weeds on these numbers to draw too much from it. That said, you know, Mike McCabe is running a campaign that's kind of Bernie Sanders-esque. He's appealing to the progressive grassroots part of the party. So, you know, maybe those folks are more, you know, ginned up than other people might be. I don't know, but it's, you know.
And what are you going to look for in the July Charles Franklin poll? I'm going to look for whether the exit of Wax, Gronick, anybody else gets out, sizably bumps up Evers, mm-hmm. right?
Sure. Okay. And you're that much closer to the primary, and, you know, maybe folks are starting to pay a little more attention, and maybe that 34% number shrinks a little bit.
Okay. Let's pick out one other set of numbers from the Charles Franklin poll. Kevin Nicholson leads Vukmir among Republicans likely to vote, 37-32, yet 30% undecided. Nicholson is so new. How did he beat someone who's been a part of Capitol politics and Senator Vukmir, Assembly to Senate, Assistant Senate Majority Leader, in such a short time?
Well, two points, not to sound like a broken record, but the error rate is 6.9%.
I concede that. Thank you.
So they're within the margin of error. But to your point, how is he getting the support he is? Well, there are, I don't know what the most recent count, but several million dollars worth of TV ads supporting Kevin Nicholson and radio.
From the Elon family.
Right, that have been going on now for months, filling the airwaves with ads about him. Leah Vukmir has had a little bit from her super PAC, but not anywhere near what Kevin Nicholson has had. So that has definitely put his name out there. And, you know, even if you're the assistant Senate Majority Leader from Brookfield, most people in the state have no idea who you are.
True.
I mean, even though if you've been in the legislature for a number of years.
Well, I think Franklin's poll then, didn't it focus on the number of people who said they were undecided, didn't have enough information?
Mm-hmm.
In the U.S. Senate race, it'll be decided on November 6th. But Senator Vukmir out with a controversial ad. This is her, a handgun, and a cross and a stern look on her face. Ever have someone threaten your life for what you believe in? I have, when Scott Walker and I beat the union bosses, cut billions in taxes and defunded Planned Parenthood. The left couldn't take it. With President Trump, we can do the same in Washington. I'm calling this Senator Vukmir's Make My Day ad. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on this?
A couple things stand out. It's her first ad. She, as she has throughout the campaign, ties herself very closely with Governor Walker, tapping into that base of support in the state, referring back to Act 10, a very popular policy position for Republicans in a primary election, kind of reminding people that she went through that, was there with the governor. Also referring to President Trump. You know, addressing the question that some primary voters may have as to who is more aligned with the president, her or Kevin Nicholson. She did endorse Trump, but not until after Walker and I think Marco Rubio. She had endorsed two others before she got around to Trump. So there's those questions out there. And then lastly, you know, choosing to go with this message of I've had my life threatened. I've got a handgun here, which she doesn't refer to, but obviously, you know, it's there.
It's looming large.
Right. So I think she's trying to show, like, you know, she's running against a Marine who won a Bronze Star.
Well, Kevin's slogan is, you see it on the billboard,
send
in the Marine.
Right.
And his campaign uses pictures of him
right.
Serving in the military as a
right.
Marine. So is this her way of saying, I've got a gun, too?
Well, there is a gun there.
Yeah.
So she is saying that, and I think it's her way of saying I'm tough.
Right. And then we're not going to dwell on it, but the head-to-head Baldwin versus Nicholson and Baldwin versus Vukmir, Senator Baldwin had, what, a 10 percentage point lead over both?
Yeah, so, you know, again, it brings up that question that insiders will talk about a lot. Can Baldwin and Walker both win? Can a Democrat and a Republican, both at the top of the ticket, however you want to decide it, two statewide elections, can they split and win?
Okay.
I think you're going to continue hearing people ask about that.
If Mr. Franklin pulled on Attorney General Schimmel versus the Democratic opponent, I missed it. Did he?
I can't recall.
I don't think he did. Okay. Moving on. This week, the governor said in April, I'm willing to send our National Guard troops to the border with Mexico, but they didn't leave until this week. 24, and you and I watched the news segment in which a Guard officer said, and we expect more to go. The Guard members will help border agents and soldiers from other states, but the deployment came before the president's executive order saying we're going to no longer separate children from mm-hmm. parents who crossed illegally. Mm-hmm. So the criticism came, well, let's quote Congressman Mark Pocan, the governor's plan to send Guard members to the southern border is a misuse of state and federal resources. Walker's committed to disrupting the lives of service members so they can complete mundane tasks, to which the governor's press secretary, Guard troops are on administrative assignments. If you have a problem with this, you should contact your federal lawmakers. Is this a big issue for the governor, do you think?
Well, it's one that gets his opponents worked up, certainly. And he, subsequent to this, his spokeswoman put out a statement with the governor saying this is a federal issue for federal. The question of separating yes. is a federal issue, kind of mirroring what she says here. You know, I think the governor is fulfilling his commitment that he had made in April and also trying to distance himself from the hottest political issue of the week nationally.
Yeah, okay. And where he's in the middle of that. Last Friday, a week ago, after we taped the last show, the elections panel said they're going to mail out 384,000 cards to unregistered adults, 1 in 11 adults. And these postcards will be sent to adults with driver's licenses or state IDs but not registered to vote. This is down from 1.2 million postcards mailed in 2016. The reason that I think it's important is because of the Ohio U.S. Supreme Court decision, which you want to talk about that a bit, on the purge?
You know, Steve, I'm not that familiar with
understand.
It.
Understand. They said if I'm summarizing here and neither one of us are lawyers.
Oh, you can remove their if they haven't voted in the past election and they haven't re-registered, then you can remove the
– Yes.
Right. So I think that'll be – I think you might see a bill – here to do something similar now that the Supreme Court has given approval to that kind of removal.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if you saw that next
you session. Had an Ohio voter who didn't vote, was sent a postcard, mm-hmm. and he said, I was illegally bumped and this violates my rights. The U.S. Supreme Court said, if you have not returned the postcard, the state of Ohio has a right mm-hmm. to purge you. So it's just a...
And I don't think Ohio has same-day voter registration. I can't recall if they do or not. And I think that provides a little bit of a wrinkle here because you could always show up, even if you're purged here, you could show up to vote and register, potentially.
Right. Right.
I'm sure you'll hear, you know, if there's a bill, we'll hear all about that and everything else as they look at it.
I want to circle back to Tony Evers' campaign. And I want your impressions of the new ad in which former Walker Corrections Secretary Ed Wall said, we went to the governor's chief of staff, asked him to address the Lincoln Hills problem, mm-hmm. and we're told the governor's having problem raising money. This is Mr. Wall's mm-hmm. version. And there's a really very telling line in there that I thought the governor would want to protect children, and he didn't. I'm Ed Wall. I support Tony Evers. Pretty damaging ad, do you think?
That's another development that happened within minutes of Andy Gronick announcing he was dropping out yesterday. It's a web-only ad at this point. I'm sure we'll see some version of it on TV before the campaign's over. Steve, you've been around a lot longer than I have. Can you ever recall a cabinet secretary for the incumbent governor, current or former cabinet secretary, endorsing his opponent in a race?
No, I cannot.
So that's the dynamic. The other important piece of context is Ed Wall is disgruntled by every measure, has said many of these things publicly before about Scott Walker.
Including in, I think he's written a book.
His book's coming out in August. He was fired by the Department of Justice 2 months after he quit as prison chief. So he's got a lot of axes to grind. It's not surprising that he would come out and publicly criticize the governor.
Right.
It is surprising to me that he would endorse a Democratic candidate. But, you know, the, everything that he said about Walker, they have vehemently denied.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, the governor's press secretary, Amy Hassenberg, what'd she say? That what Mr. Wall asserts in his Evers ad is, quote, blatantly false.
Right.
And this is someone who was fired for trying to destroy, for asking a state employee, I think this is a quote, mm-hmm. asking a state employee to destroy public records.
But here's the thing, Steve. 34% of people don't know who these candidates are. Yeah. They turn the TV on and they see an ad. At some point, I'm guessing, we'll be on TV, and they see an ad with a department secretary, former, saying, I worked for Scott Walker, he did these things, I'm endorsing Tony Evers. You know, for them to parse out all the context of that is maybe not going to happen. They're going to see that ad, and it could be a very effective ad.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Looking ahead, we saw the Charles Rankin poll come out, and immediately Mr. Roenick and Mr. Walks dropped. Do you think we'll see others?
Well, there's another poll, you know, in a month. The candidates in the minutes before the taping here who are remaining are all saying they're in it to win it. They're in it to go. So we'll see.
Yeah, very good. Quite a week in the Capitol.
It was indeed.
I'm Steve Walders.
I'm Scott Bauer.
I want to thank Scott from the Associated Press for sitting in for JR. That's Rewind for June 22nd.
Rewind, your week in review, is sponsored by the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. Sharing one goal, enhancing the quality of life in Wisconsin through the development and maintenance of a strong transportation network. The Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. It's how we get there.